Imagine life on Earth billions of years ago. A seething, churning mass, sinew, flesh, and blood emerging from the ancient muck. Poet Cody Rose Clevidence's new book, Flung Throne, begins in such a way. It's poetry that takes an emotional state all the way back to the beginning of everything we know. Cody Rose Clevidence, a graduate of the Iowa Writers' Workshop and a recent transplant to the Ozarks, has been composing poetry since their teenage years. Both of their releases, Flung Throne and 2014's Beast Feast, were published with Asada Press, an all-poetry imprint that publishes experimental poetry, often with an emphasis on cultural axioms like gender, race, and sexuality. Beast Feast was a dense exploration of nature's contradictory sense of beauty, at once alluring and hostile. Flung Throne takes that dichotomy and expounds upon it far into humanity's past and future. The resulting work is informed equally by evolutionary biology, the complexities of our current social climate, and the ancient Ozark wilderness that Cody Rose came to call home.
I was reading this geology book, but one of the things that it was implicating was this like huge amount of geologic time before there was the evolution of life, and then this sort of explosion of when all of a sudden there was life and how fast that ended up happening. The word throne in the title is spelled like a kingdom, and the word flung is crossed out, and so it was sort of like to be thrown into this world that we live in and then to come into this sort of dominance of the kingdom of consciousness.
The poems in Flung Throne often deal with personhood on a molecular level, so it's no surprise that the compositions themselves are deconstructive in nature. Clevidence revels in the tactile feel of words. Whether their subconscious associations are pastoral or futuristic, words that incite feelings of revulsion or beauty. Clevidence accompanies this wordplay with formatting that is reminiscent of, in the early text, the waking from a long sleep, or later on, the clicking of a dying hard drive.
Well, you know, in painting and then with like Impressionism, you get the movement towards thinking of paint as one of the things that is actually tactily being encountered in the painting. And I want to use words with language like that. So in this project, it's the idea about evolution and the evolution of consciousness, but also I want my ideas to be embodied in the way that I'm using language as particulate. The parts in which I seem to stutter are parts in which there's punctuation interrupting the flow of the language. This one's called king / dumb, like kingdom. Stutter in riddled chain link, limit a body, an unstable voltage, dense muscled urge through muck, dark and primal, blushed, bitter, mire or flux in form, wing or gizzard, stem in sprout, sunlit gimmick, blossom or glitter, gash the wet sea, open fing or fang, pride loose a spine or ridge, tense musical scales, condensed syrinx from summer, plumage or graft, limb, teeth or tin, membrane, shelter. I wake up in a city, humans wake up in cities, in flesh, flash, vast, carve or gnaw a niche, glitch my love song, this phylum in skin or kingdom in noise.
The result is a work that compacts millions of years of evolutionary development into a commentary on the way we interact with one another today. For a work that might seem at first purposely detached, Flung Throne's origins lie in personal struggle and heartache, and how the disunity and miscommunications humans face daily can have a deep cosmic root.
The three main poems that are, the first one starts that super like primordial, and then the next one you get this like sort of Cenozoic, like everything like seething into forms, and then the last one is this sort of like cyber age and into like, I think it ends with like satellites or something. Like, I wanted it to be a progression up until the feeling of what consciousness feels like to be now. I was bone-crushingly heartbroken and really just like having a brutal time of existence. And for some reason, I decided to blame all of that on evolution itself. I knew how I wanted it to look on the page. I knew I wanted the poems to be sort of diaphanous and then accrete into density. And that was the first thing I knew. And then the rest of the project sort of oriented itself around that.
Clevidence began writing Flung Throne while living in New York City and finished it after moving to a solitary existence in the Ozark wilderness.
In part, I was also like falling in love with the woods and the wilderness, like here in the Ozarks, as I was writing it. So both I'm like in this deep pain, and also like I'm sort of having this ecstatic joy of finding myself in the wilderness and this sort of aloneness and consciousness that you get from being alone in the woods. And those two things sort of fused into this project, I think.
Flung Throne is out now on Asada Press. You can buy it and Cody Rose Clevidence's first book, Beast Feast, from Small Press Distribution, spdbooks.org. I'm Sumner Coy, and this has been KUAF ArtsBeat.